First of all, I'd like to thanks to the organizers for giving me this opportunity. And I begin by the definition of extremely amenable group. Here, a topological group is extremely amenable if any continuous action of G on any compact Hausdorff space, it has a fixed point. This definition appeared around the middle of the 60s in the paper by Mitchell and Granera, and then Mitchell asked the existence of existence of such topological groups. And later, Hira and Christensen construct such topological groups, but their construction did not seem naturally occurring topological groups. Later, Gromov and Milman introduced the notion of Levy groups for topological groups and proved that Levy groups are extremely amenable. Here, Levy groups is a topological group, topological groups which is approximated by nice compact groups, and I will define later. Gromov and Milman first treat the case uniform continuous action, and later Glasner noted that their result works for continuous action. And it turns out many topological groups are Levy groups, and I will explain them later. Idea of Gromov and Milman is that the concentration of measure and apply the concentration of measure and deriving from the concentration of measure to the concentration of orbit map. If the orbit map is close to a constant map, then we can find that this point is a fixed point. And in this talk, we consider actions of Levy groups on a large class of metric spaces from the viewpoint of concentration of maps. And to explain my result and define Levy groups, I want to explain. I need some definitions, and in this talk we treat MM spaces. Here, MM space is a triple x dx and mu x, and here x dx is a complete separable metric space, and mu x are Borel probability measure on x. Example of MM spaces are compact metric groups. Here, for metrizable compact topological groups, we regard its distance as a compatible distance function. Compatible means is the topology determined by this distance is equal to this topology, and mu g as a we regard mu g as a Hall probability measure on g. Uh, Next, I want to explain the concentration of one Lipschitz map in the sense of Levi-Milman, which I will use later. For sequence of MM spaces and a metric space Y, we use this notation, and this notation means that any one Lipschitz map from Xn to Y, there exist points in the target space Y such that Fn concentrate around this point in this sense. It turns out that many sequence of in the case of the target space is a real line, it turns out many sequence of MM spaces satisfy this condition. For example, Gromov and Milman prove that the special orthogonal groups one Lipschitz functions on special orthogonal groups concentrate to a constant function by using the Levi-Gromov perimetric inequality and estimating the lower bound of Lich curvature of the special orthogonal groups. For this discrete example, Morey proves that the symmetric group satisfies this condition. Here, the distance of the symmetric group is the normalized Hamming distance. Here is a definition of Levi groups. A topological group, the following Gromov and Milman, topological group is Levi group if there exists a compatible light invariant distance function on G and exists a sequence increasing chain of compact subgroups in G such that G can be approximated by Gn, that is the union of Gn is dense in G, and if we restrict this distance function to Gn, then any one Lipschitz function on Gn is close to constant function in this sense. The example of Levi groups is the non-preserving maps of LP spaces. Here, the topology of this group is the strong operator topology, and this was, in the case of P equal to 2, this was proved by Gromov and Milman. Here, because in this case, this group is the unitary group in a separable Hilbert space, and this group can be approximated by this group, and therefore this is a Levi group. Pardon? Yes. Because we fixed zero. In general case, this was proved by Giordano and Pestov. Next example is the groups of major preserving map of unit interval equipped with a weak topology. And this is proved by Giordano and Pestov. And this group can be approximated by the symmetric group. Here we regard each element of this symmetric group as a interval exchanging transformation, and therefore this is a Levy group. And in this talk, we consider action of Levy group on a metric space X having the following property. For any MM spaces Xn satisfies that any one Lipschitz function on Xn is close to constant function, and for such MM spaces any one Lipschitz function or one Lipschitz map from Xn to X are close to constant maps. By making the Gromyko and Meerman result more precisely, and by using Grasner's argument, we obtain the following proposition. Let G be a Levy group and X satisfies the above condition. And assume that G acts on X boundedly and by uniform isomorphisms. Here, this condition means that G acts on X boundedly if any positive number epsilon and there exists a neighborhood of the unit element of G such that for any X in X and any G in U, this condition satisfies. And G acts on X by uniform isomorphisms if any element in G, this map is uniformly continuous. And in this case, we have the following. For any positive number epsilon and any compact subgroups in G, there exists a point such that the diameter of this orbit is less than or equal to epsilon. This means that G has approximate fixed point. And if we assume this condition, if we replace this condition more strongly, we obtain the following proposition. There are no non-trivial bounded uniformly continuous actions of Levy groups on metric spaces having the above property. Here, the action is uniformly continuous if this maps, this family of maps are uniformly continuous. Here is the outline of the proof of proposition 2. Since by the definition of the Levy groups, there exists an increasing chain of compact subgroups, and this is the union of Gn is dense in G. And Gn satisfies this condition. For fixed, for Higgs element in X, since G acts on X by boundedly, the orbit map is uniformly continuous. Since by this orbit map G embedded in X uniformly way, we obtain this. Here I use this condition. And since X satisfies the above property, we obtain this. Here the target space changes to X. And apply this condition to the identity maps, we obtain this. Here, this means that the orbit maps concentrate to constant maps. And since the orbit is homogeneous, this condition implies the diameter of orbit converges to zero, and since this is increasing sequence, the point X is fixed by Gn, and we see that the action is trivial. So it is important to consider the metric space having the property star, and here is my main theorem. The following metric spaces have the property star. The first one is Adamard manifold. Here, Adamard manifold is the complete simply connected Riemannian manifold of non-positive curvature. The next one is trees. The trees, in the case of trees, was mentioned by Gromov, and I prove two ways. And the next one is doubling spaces, and the next one is metric graphs. And the final one is the infinite dimensional LP space, LP balls, and with LQ distance functions, and P and Q satisfy this condition. And here is a definition of doubling spaces, and complete metric space is a doubling space. There exists positive number R and function positive valued function such that any closed balls of radius 2R can be covered by at most DXR closed balls of radius R. Since compact metric space is always covered by finite number of closed balls, compact metric spaces are doubling spaces. Since complete Riemannian manifolds of lower bound rich curvature satisfies some volume condition, and we see that these spaces are doubling spaces. Therefore, the case of doubling spaces generalizes a fixed point theorem by Gromov and Milman. The time comes.
Two more minutes.
Sorry. This space does not have the property star because this space is satisfied this condition, and if we consider then we can embed it into this space and this embedding does not concentrate, and so this space does not have the property stuff. And the next remark is this, by this theorem we see that the unit sphere in separable Hilbert space with LQ distance function has the property star, and this group with respect with Hilbert-Schmidt norm is a Levy group, and the standard action of this group to this space is bounded and by uniform isomorphism, and this action does not have any fixed points, and even though it has approximately fixed points, and I don't know whether Levy groups act without fixed points in these spaces, and this is my question, and I stop here.